A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Final Edition.
This week we've got measles. We don't have it personally, but a lot of people have measles. We also get heavily into the kind of things you encounter when you don't have a lot of money. Cheap businesses, cheap food, weird financial arrangements, big expensive movies that still seem like cheap movies. And the cheapest kind of entertainment of all, ASMR, which doesn't require much more than, I don't know, wrapping paper, a Bob Ross video. Plus, we have condiments. This is the Final Edition Radio Hour.
I've got beer money, you've got champagne. If you don't stop spinning, I will have to wait, Daddy.
Man on the street!
America is having its biggest measles outbreak in 19 years. The Final Edition asks the man on the street. What do you think?
I think it's ridiculous that we're not vaccinating. We should support our veterans.
I wasn't vaccinated, but I always use a condom, so I should be fine.
Next, I think it'll start a rumor that mumps will get your child into a better preschool.
Well, we all know the kids are getting measles from fucking in their butts.
Oh, that's how you get it?
Yeah, God doesn't like it.
I may be accused of overreacting, but I think it's time to start quarantining people and burning them alive.
Measles are hardly nosles.
I heard that flu shots contain meat, and I'm not giving it to my children.
I heard you can't spell flu without you, and I don't want you inside my children.
I'm socially conscious, so I only subscribe to me toozles.
Whatever happened to the, what are they called? Jesus helped them.
Lepers. Oh, I thought you meant Jews.
Oh.
And Jesus never helped us once.
Yeah, the bum.
Never washed my feet. That's why my feet stink. No one will touch them.
Not even Jesus.
Not even Jesus himself would touch them.
And Jesus said, "Man, look at those things. Those feet. Those claws. What are you, a bear?"
I'm getting so tired in this mall. Where should we eat? Sparrows?
Didn't they go out of business?
Oh, Sparrows is very much alive. So why don't you try some of our delicious hot Italian food?
Why are you using finger quotes?
Yeah, let's go somewhere else. Anywhere else.
Oh, you're not going anywhere.
What?
You see, Sparrows only puts our stands in the finest hard-to-escape areas. Places like airports, train stations, bus stations, cul-de-sacs, dead malls, prison cafeterias, and disused fairgrounds. Dead ends where the only option is our under-seasoned spaghetti.
Oh, we'll find someplace else in the mall.
Go ahead. You'll be back.
Look, there's nothing else. Maybe we should go back to
Sparrows.
Ah!
With a double.
Why not give in and try one of our New York-style pizzas? We call them that because they're gray, and you don't want to imagine what's going on beneath the surface.
No, we'll go outside the mall.
What are you going to do? Walk with your feet?
Are you going to kill us?
Are you ready to admit that Americans will always trade standards for convenience? Because that's what's kept Sparrows open for 63 years, while our competitors lie dead, rotting in the sun like one of those things we laughingly call calzones. So what's it going to be? Taste? Or convenience.
All right, we'll try some. You know, this isn't so bad.
Yeah.
I don't know why we didn't just go here in the first place.
Yes, eat it. Put it all in your settling little faces.
Sparrows, with us, you're more than family. You're hostages.
Go ahead and cry. Your tears just add flavor.
Hello, my name is Marvin Gardens, owner and operator of BigDeals.com. Whatever your personal beliefs on that last sketch, I think we can all agree that it's a big deal. And if you want big deals of your own, head on down to BigDeals.com, located on the corner of Broadway and Walter Fritz Mondale Boulevard. We have the biggest deals in town, only at BigDeals.com. Like, literally, only at our physical store, whose name is BigDeals.com. We do not own the website, BigDeals.com. They're actually our main competitor. We don't even have a website. And we pass those savings on to you. So turn off your computers and make your way over to BigDeals.com. And for real, please stop ordering stuff off that website. They're not affiliated with us. And without the massive overhead of renting property or paying a full-time sales staff, they can offer really great deals. So come check us out. Mention this ad, and we'll give you a coupon for $2 off parking that most of the attendants at the lot next door will honor. BigDeals.com. It's a store and not a website.
It's the Calm app with today's Daily Calm, a flowing dream.
Dreams. There are many dreams. Dreams of white light and pure understanding. Then people bust into your apartment and toss your dreams out the window like an unwanted baby. Then you go outside and see your dreams broken on the sidewalk, and you also got a parking ticket for some bullshit.
The Calm app. My name is Larry Matlin, and I will renovate your home for only a dollar.
A dollar? What a deal!
That's right. Your entire home, from a seismic retrofit to the foundation to a total roofing job, materials included.
Wow! How do you do all that for only a dollar?
How about you shut up and don't worry about it? Just fill in this easy online work order, and the next day I'll be at your home spackling every crack, reinforcing every beam, replacing every dirty window, all within 48 hours.
That's amazing. I don't even see how that's possible.
I said to shut your fucking mouth and I'm not going to tell you again. So complete the form, be home when I tell you to be home, and have your dollar ready. Do you have your dollar ready?
Yeah?
Good. That's all I ask. I just want the dollar. I don't know why people are so weird about this. Everything's going to be fine.
Larry Matlin, he'll renovate your entire home for only a dollar.
Also, I don't react well to whining.
He doesn't. He's not kidding.
Okay, burgers are up. Who's hungry?
Great. Where's the mustard?
Ooh, sorry, Joanna. No mustard.
No mustard at a cookout?
Not exactly. I know how you like mustard and mayo on your burgers, so I've got Mayo Must from Heinz's new saucy sauce line.
Now you can enjoy the spicy kick of mustard and the savory tang of mayonnaise without juggling two condiments at once. It's Mayo Must from your friends at Heinz.
Fine, but do you have barbecue sauce?
Better. I've got Mayo Q.
Now you can enjoy the savory tang of mayonnaise with a sweet zing of barbecue sauce from your friends at Heinz.
I hesitate to ask, is there ketchup?
Now you can enjoy Cranch, a combination of ketchup and ranch dressing. Cranch! Use it on everything! From your friends at Heinz.
Look, I love ketchup and I love ranch dressing, but separately. You know, we don't need to have everything mashed together. I like peanut butter and jelly, but I don't need them in the same jar.
Oh, well then I better not show you my new bottle of Groy sauce.
Groy sauce?
Now you can enjoy the sweetness of grape jelly with the saltiness of soy sauce. Goes great on pizza, hot wings, and pound cake.
Stop it!
And you probably don't want to try Horsamite.
Now you can enjoy the spicy, sinus-clearing taste of horseradish with Britain's favorite salty yeast-based food spread, Marmite.
Wait, I don't know how this slipped through, but you have a regular jar of egg mayonnaise.
Ooh, not quite.
Now you can enjoy the smooth tang of mayonnaise with the seasonal nostalgia of the Cadbury cream egg. Heinz!
Please tell me this is a joke. You know, like the last two.
It's not. This is real. It was originally an April Fool's joke, but then a couple of guys from our UK offices got drunk and somehow got it authorized for sale. Cadbury cream egg flavored mayo. It's real! Heinz, 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 Heinz!
Stephen Dean is a pitmaster when it comes to mixing the sauce, marinating the meat, and throwing it on a grill.
I make my own charcoal.
He's also a volunteer firefighter, saving the lives of countless women, children, dogs, and grandmas.
Thank you, Stephen Dean.
Didn't I save you last week?
But when it comes to mortgages, he's less confident.
I have never read a contract all the way through.
Fortunately for Stephen Dean, there's Rocket Loan. Rocket Loan is simple, because we know that most people, even lifesavers like Stephen Dean, are idiots.
Heck, I've never read anything all the way through.
Rock has made it so simple to get a balloon mortgage at an ever-increasing interest rate that all Stephen has to do is swipe right. He'll be approved in 10 seconds and headed for a bankruptcy that's heavier than any grandmother he's ever saved.
Emails, recipes, stop signs, I only get about halfway through.
Apply simply. Sign quickly. Bend over. Rocket Loan. We're technically legal.
Reading is sad.
Hello, Marvin Gardens from BigDeals.com here again with a serious message for pet lovers. Are you sick of late night walks? Fed up with cleaning accidents out of your carpet? Are you tired of everything you own always smelling like fish? Then it's time for you to try Penguin Diapers. Penguin diapers eliminate the fuss and muss of messes so you and your little puffin can get back to cuddles. Penguin diapers are only available at BigDeals.com and definitely not on the website BigDeals.com. Look for them in the penguin aisle. BigDeals.com. Brick and mortar stores are really struggling.
Your cult is mediocre. You don't make people die. Nobody's cutting up teenage boys. Your messiah is just some guy. I want a cult that practices fraud and makes me wear a dress and only feeds me applesauce and makes me wear a dress. I think I just want to wear a dress. Jesus, is that what this whole thing has been about?
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to the Sounds of Silence, the ASMR podcast where quiet is golden. I'm Whisper Honeypot, and today I'll be nibbling on wasabi Kit Kats and some pork sausage and English mustard potato chips. But first, a special guest, Bill, a man that I met at a bar downstairs. Hi, Bill.
Hey, nice to be here.
Shh, softer, please.
Sorry. What is ASMR?
It stands for Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response. A pleasurable tingling that some people get, often from hearing certain soft sounds.
Oh, what kind of sounds?
The patter of rain, finger tapping, whispering, and mouth noises. A gentle exhale of air. Is that doing anything for you?
Sure.
You don't know how to whisper. Let me help. Do you like the quiet sounds of duct tape?
I don't know about this part.
You're still too loud. Open your hands, and next, the quiet sound of a knife stabbing an artery. Shut up! And now, me softly chewing a wasabi Kit Kat. Next week, we enjoy the soothing sounds of Bill's body dissolving in quicklime.
This is Word Doctor with the anatomy of an English word. Today's word is transition. The prefix trans means across, over, or beyond, as in translate or transplant. The suffix shun means it was originally a noun, so the root word of transition is eh, which means not great, not terrible, as in,
how was the movie?
So when your life goes through a transition, you're just going from one dull thing to another, year after year.
Word Doctor is sponsored by LinkedIn. As your career moves from one pointless thing to the next, why not put your resume on LinkedIn for some reason? And now, the forgotten about Care Bear, the I Don't Care Bear.
I'm supposed to care, but I don't.
Hey, I Don't Care Bear. Are you as excited as I am for the season premiere of Game of Thrones?
I don't care.
So you don't like it?
No, I do, but I don't care. I mean, it's online. It'll be there.
Hey, I Don't Care Bear. Does the Notre Dame fire make you sad?
I don't care.
Why not? Do you hate religious oppression and pedophilia?
Yes, but it's also just a building. There's so many pretty buildings. Nobody died, and there's like millions of pictures, videos, and documentaries about it. And they're restoring it, so I don't care.
What about Bernie's taxes?
Nope. I mean, they look shady as fuck, but the people who are gonna vote for him will justify it somehow, and the people who weren't won't, so I don't care.
Jussie Smollett?
I don't care.
What millennials are doing?
I don't care.
Did you hear that low-rise jeans are making a comeback?
I don't care.
And bell bottoms.
Kinda care about that, but not really.
Clickbait articles that tell you you're doing it wrong.
Grrr.
Movie remakes.
I don't care.
I can't see your tummy, I Don't Care Bear. What's the picture on it?
It's the lady shrugging her arms emoji.
Oh, I know. Anything having to do with Beyonce.
Really don't care.
But you're supposed to care. The environment?
Yes. I really, really care about that.
So you are a Care Bear.
Well, if I truly, really, really cared about that, I'd pretty much have to protest my own existence, because basically every toy in every big box store is absurdly wasteful. So is the completely unnecessary drain of resources that is fashion and countless other products we hoard in our homes, like those little birds that collect shiny things in their nests. But at least those birds are just foraging and not perpetuating a system of greed with tons and tons of single-use plastics.
I don't care, Bear.
Yeah?
We don't care.
I just wanna be a Care Bear like you. Just wanna be a Care Bear.
Hello, MarvinGardensABigDeals.com with another exciting product opportunity. Nothing starts your day like bacon and eggs. But all too often, Americans are being forced to choose between eating a wholesome, nutritious breakfast and getting some necessary paperwork complete. That's why the good people at Frying Pans Inc. invented the Frying Pan Stapler, the only frying pan on the market that is also a stapler. Shave countless hours off your morning routine by making eggs and stapling papers together all at the same time. Only available at BigDeals.com. Frying Pan Inc. actually offered it to the website BigDeals.com first, but those much more profitable idiots passed.
Please note, the frying pan stapler can only make bacon and eggs. If you try to cook anything else on it, it will explode.
BigDeals.com. You gotta buy something or the Koreans will break my legs.
Did you know that Coffee Mate is triple churned in my stomach and 2 times more artificial than regular store-bought cow's milk? It makes for that perfect stabbing sensation deep in your gut that will last you all day long. How do I know so much about Coffee Mate? Good question. I've had a cup or 200 shoot straight out of my ass. Sometimes I don't even make it to the porcelain throne. Coffee Mate.
Coffee Mate. Coffee's perfect fake milk substitute in powdered form. Think of it as a bad Tinder date for your coffee, consummated in your small intestine.
That's my nickname, bad Tinder date, okay. And small intestine.
I told you to stop texting me.
Ah!
Avengers Assemble! Roll call!
Iron Man!
Thor, God of Thunder!
Captain Marvel!
So wait, we have 2 captains now?
Hold on, are you not the hero known as Shazam?
Wrong Captain Marvel!
Ooh. Keep it moving!
Black Widow!
Sleepwalker!
And me, Captain America! Now let's go get Thanos!
Wait a minute, Cap. Who's Sleepwalker?
Did he have a movie? Wasn't it out last year?
No, that was Black Panther and Ant-Man. Was he on Netflix?
Nay, he does not look like a Defender. Hath he been animated?
No, I'm just from the comics. I'm an extra-dimensional being from the Mindscape and...
Wait, so you're just from the comics?
Well, yeah. I saw that you all needed help after Thanos killed half the universe and...
Jesus Christ, see what we're reduced to? Look, pal, this ain't DC Comics. You can't just show up in an Avengers movie without being established in your own film. Have you even appeared in a post-credit scene?
What? No, I just figured you needed some help.
What we need right now, Sleepwalker, Jesus, what are you, an Ambien commercial? Is A-listers. This is my last contracted film, and I needed to gross a shit ton of money for me to walk out on top. Right, Cap?
Yeah.
Thor?
Yay, verily.
We don't need newbies this time.
Ahem.
Present company excluded, Captain. Your film grossed over $1 billion. We're cool. Mm-hmm. But we don't need Sleepy, Dopey, or any other D-listers in our movie.
Captain America?
I'm sorry, Sleepwalker. It's not the right time. Maybe if you get a cameo in the next Doctor Strange film. Avengers, move out.
No wonder you got your asses beat in Infinity War.
Did you say something?
No.
And feeble, and the dead of my youth has gone by, and over the hill to the fort, I must wander on that youth.
So that was all written by a larger group of people than usual, actually. John Gutierrez, Ben Kirshner, Abby Parker, Barry Lank, Joe Davis, Valerie Vandepan, and Jessica Park. It was performed and improvised by a slim majority of those people, plus Dominique DeBell, Samantha Gerwitz, Chase O'Donnell, Keith Saltajanes, and Mike Besaw. Everything was produced and engineered by Barry Lank with technical help at the UBN Go studio by the mighty Kurt Carlson. Lots of music from Kevin MacLeod, of course, and John DeLay, I think. D-E-L-E-Y? Dilly? Delly? Delay? I don't know. I couldn't find it. He's really good, though. We'll be back next week, unless my computer breaks again. Good night.
I'm old, I'm helpless and feeble, and the days of my youth have gone by.